Welcome to the Worship Probs Podcast, where we aim to entertain, encourage, and equip worship and tech leaders all around the world. Look, we all know that serving in worship and production is great, but the problems, those are real. Thanks for joining us as we dive into today's episode with our host, Brian Tabor.
Welcome to episode 279 of the Worship Probs Podcast. Guys, we have so much goodness for you today. It's going to be an episode for the ages. Let me just say the force is strong with this one. 279 is going to go down in the record books. So, you know, we're always going to do the three E's: entertain, encourage, and equip. Head over to Apple Podcasts, do us a solid, give us 5 stars and a really nice review. That would really mean a lot to us. Have AI write your review. Some people are doing that. Get creative, do something fun. Okay, so I've got double the pleasure. I don't know if that's a thing still. Double the pleasure for you today. We've got Big Yonce is here, as always, and our old friend Christian Knuckles is here.
What's up?
Guys, welcome. What is up?
Double the pleasure.
Double the pleasure.
Double the pleasure.
Double the fun.
Double mint gum. Double mint gum. Right? Is that where everyone's mind went?
Right. Yep.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get copyright problems with that one. Watch out for it. Too soon? Too soon?
We might have some experience with that, but... I better move us along. I better move us along. This is going to be fun
moving
today.
Along. So sorry.
Oh, before we even hit record, we've already been laughing and having a good time. So we got some good stuff in store. I think we're going to lean heavy on the entertainment wing of our three E's today, though. Entertain, encourage, and equip.
Awesome.
But something tells me that entertainment portion is going to hit pretty strong today. And then obviously we've got our buddy Christian here. We're going to catch up with Christian, but we're also going to do something special. We're going to be sliding into the DMs. Answering some questions that kind of came our way. You took a poll on our Facebook community recently, and so we've actually got some poll responses from our community group members that we're going to be sharing to kind of a question of like, what do you listen to? What song is your like, I need to chill out and de-stress song? So we're going to be sharing some of those. And
sliding
the DMs, tackling a question with Christian, which makes it extra fun because, Brian, I'm thinking you and I could just sit back and coast today and let's just let Christian handle it.
Yeah, you know, you can just let me kind of carry today. That's cool.
Knuckles,
that's what I'm thinking.
It's a Knuckles show.
Mm, yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome.
Yes. Oh, you guys are like, I instantly regret letting him be on here.
Mute him. Instant Brian, regret. Mute him. Can't you?
This is fantastic. Whoa. It's going to be so great. And speaking of great, let Jen tell you about our great, amazing friends at Planning Center.
Hey friends, let's talk about Planning Center. Many of you are already familiar with Planning Center. In fact, a lot of you might even be using services to plan your worship sets and schedule musicians. But what you might not be as familiar with is that services is only part of a greater whole. Planning Center is actually an all-in-one church management software, and it helps cover so much ground for the needs of the church. Planning Center can help your whole church by keeping people engaged by creating space for important data like prayer requests, event attendance, or even who's a first-time guest so you can follow up with them. With different products on a unified platform, your whole team can stay aligned and eliminate people working in silos or having to communicate information across multiple programs. There are so many things you can do with Planning Center. Best of all, you can customize it based on your ministry needs. Anyone on your team using Planning Center, whether they run sound, play drums, or schedule volunteers, has access to Planning Center's training materials and support too. So go to planningcenter.com to learn more and get started today for free.
Okay, guys. So I know this to be true for Jen, and looking at the shelves behind Christian, I assume this to be, we're all kind of movie buffs. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple of questions for you. Okay. So number one, Star Wars or Lord of the Rings?
Oh, that's tough.
That's not a fair one at all.
That's tough, man.
Because it's like, wow. Star Wars is like part of the childhood kind of growing up. So there's like a nostalgia to it. But then Lord of the Rings came out like as an adult. And so there's just a whole different appreciation. If I had to pick one, I would pick Lord of the Rings. I would.
I've got to say, for me personally, like Lord of the Rings, I consistently, all of the movies and even like Rings of Power, the show, I like what I see. Every time I sit down to watch Lord of the Rings, I'm just like, I'm all in. I like what I'm into. It's awesome. With Star Wars, as much of a mega fan as I am, there's so much more like unevenness and debate depending on, am I watching the trilogy? Am I watching the prequels? Am I watching the sequels? One of the shows, whatever. It just feels a lot more uneven. But there's way more content. So I guess I'd have to, I'd have to go Star Wars. I think I'd have to go Star Wars.
Because Christian, basically you're saying you'd rather watch a lot of trash because there's a lot there's a lot of it. Like I'd rather watch quantity, not quality is what Christian's about. That's what I just heard.
It's the CC's buffet of science fiction. You know?
You see, there it is. I was hoping to pit you against each other. That's what I really was hoping to do.
It's the buffet. You may not like the apple strudel pizza. You know, that is like,
why
the
go
sequels.
To Ruth's Chris for a steak when you can go to Golden Corral? Like that's basically what you're telling me.
You get a little shrimp, you get a little jello, you get a little steak. Right. It might be grade E meat, but it's still steak.
Yeah.
It's all in the same place.
It's all going to the same place.
So, okay. So for Jen, let me ask you, in the Lord of the Rings deal, what's your favorite?
Have you even
one?
Watched?
What's
wait, you need to just stop a moment, Brian. I'm gonna.
I just watched all three of the first.
Okay.
I watched
Did
the
you
first
watch
three.
The theatrical?
Within the last month.
Or the extended cuts? Okay. Just the puzzled look on your face tells me theatrical.
To have an extended cut for a 18-hour movie feels indulgent to me. I'm pretty sure I just watched the regular ones because when I saw extended cut,
you're like, no thanks.
You know,
that's going to scare you away.
Dip your foot in the pool of theatrical version first. And then once you're invested, you dive into, gosh, it's so hard to pick a favorite one. I could tell you a least favorite one is the middle one. The Two Towers for me is probably my least favorite one.
Yeah.
But Fellowship and Return of the King are almost
felt like
pretty
it could have been a little shorter. Felt like that one. We didn't really need the
those
three
tree scenes. The end, you know, they just really drag out a bit. Just a little bit less of that.
That's my wife's problem. My wife's like, I can't watch this. I can't watch these little hobbit guys being carried around in a tree for an hour. I can't do it.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Get to it already, Treebeard. Jeez.
Christian, what is your favorite of the Star Wars
films? I love Rogue One. Rogue One is amazing. Of the new stuff, Rogue One is definitely, in my opinion, the masterpiece. I think I don't hate on the sequels as much as a lot of people do. I thought the Force Awakens was a fun time. If I had to pick from the original trilogy, Empire Strikes Back was always my favorite. I really loved it. Yeah. I could watch that anytime, day or night, Empire Strikes Back, just with the reveal and so much, you know, so much fun there. Yeah. So, going old school, Empire Strikes Back, but really in the more modern stuff, Rogue One is a well done film.
So I'll be honest with you. I think the last one I saw, I have not seen all of the Star Wars. I get confused with where are we in the arc of this thing. So, but I would agree, Empire Strikes Back would probably be my favorite. I really liked the first Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And like I said, we just rewatched them within the last month, the first three. I think the first one would have been my favorite just because there were so many, like I'm sitting there thinking, okay, how'd they shoot this to make those guys look so small and the other people look so big? Like, I'd love to figure that out. There are blogs and videos already written about that, but so those would be mine.
You know, if you were to buy the box set, there's you got to get that box set and just spend hours of your life.
You have it, I'm sure.
I definitely do.
That's on disc 7 of the bonus content, buddy.
Oh my gosh.
The camera angle.
You think the movies are long. You should see the
You
got to
watch that bonus content.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
You've what only is happening to our podcast surface, right now, Brian? What is this? Is this worship props or no, some sort
it's
of
fantastic.
A...
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Okay. So moving into the rest of the, okay. So we launched a podcast network. It's rolling. Our first show is out there, the Strip Free Podcast. Go check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. That one's especially for women. But lots of great content for you, on your faith journey. But Worship Karaoke Season 3 is out there. So we've got an episode with Tyler and Corey from Red Rocks. We have, the one and only Big Yonce, finally made an appearance in the car. And then we had Michael Bethany from Gateway in Season 3. We got more to come. So that's really great. Go check those out on YouTube. You can follow us, subscribe at Worship Probs. We'd love to have you join us over there. And so, man, a better host would have remembered or looked up when you were on the last time, Christian. It's been
a few years. Yeah.
It's been a couple of years. Mm-hmm.
It was August of 2021. So, wow. Yeah.
Oh, my.
August wow. of 21. So we're overdue. We're overdue for a catch up, man. So how are things going, man? You are in Oklahoma.
I am still here in Oklahoma in beautiful Tulsa, which is the Paris of Oklahoma, as they say.
Nice.
yeah, it's wonderful. It's a really great place, man. Things are happening here.
How long have you been there?
It'll be 6 years in June. So just under 6 years. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Hard to believe.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Yep. Well, thanks for staying. You know, so many guys and girls don't, you know,
yeah.
stay and
yeah.
you're staying. That's admirable. I love that.
Thank you. I mean, you know, it's,
I mean, as much as much as we want to banter about Oklahoma,
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
I know. It's like, what's happening? Christian, I feel like there's more going on in your life. Like, you got some new music out.
Yeah.
You got new music out. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, so it's funny. When the last time I was on this podcast, which was, you know, a couple of years ago, I had just released this song, Follow, which I wrote with my friend Chris Clayton, and he produced that for me, and I was just really excited about that song, and God has used that song in amazing ways. But really, that was kind of the beginning of a journey for me to release like 5 more singles over the next few years, and then I finally was able to do an album again. This is my 3rd worship album, so it includes a bunch of those singles that I released over the last few years. And then some new ones. So the album is called Awaken Revival. And that's the title track of the album. It's the first track on the album, which was born out of a time last year when we started. I guess remember like a year ago when we started seeing just this revival breaking out just in different places across the country. Absolutely. And we at my church were, I work at a church called Battle Creek Church here in Tulsa. And man, just us worship guys were just really kind of wrestling with, God, what are you doing here? You're breaking out in people's lives and in our worship gatherings. And so I was in a co-write with a friend of mine named Lauren Fucarino, and she and I met at Experience Conference at the songwriting camp that they do. And we co-wrote this song, Awaken Revival. And so that's kind of been the theme of all of these singles that I've released over the last few years. And I'm really excited about it. It's awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I've loved what I've been seeing and hearing as you're posting on the socials. And I think if I saw right, you did Awaken Revival in your services.
Yeah.
Recently, is that right?
That's right. Yeah. We've been playing that song in our church for probably close to a year now, you know, about wow. 9 months, 9, 10 months now. And, you know, it's just funny how a song is birthed in the heart of the worshipers of the congregation. And so, yeah, we did it, you know, on Sunday after the album released. And my daughter happened to be on the worship team that day. My daughter's 16. And that's kind of the earliest we allow at my campus for people to be on the worship team for the adult team. And so actually on Awaken Revival, one of the coolest things about it is Jen Smale, Big Yonce, is the featured guest vocalist on that song.
Come on.
Christian was so, really, you know, scraping the barrel. Yeah.
No. Not at all.
That was good fun.
But it was super fun to have Jen on that track. And since we couldn't have Jen with us on Sunday, I had my daughter Emery lead that nice. Second verse. And it was really a special moment for me as a dad.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she did. That's awesome.
Maybe I'll be on the next album. You know, who knows? I didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
clearly I didn't get the call for this one.
I mean, so if maybe, Jen says no next time, yeah, maybe we'll.
Okay,
we'll go down one more tier and yeah.
So, do we need to come to Oklahoma to listen to this music?
Well, yeah, you do. No, actually, no, you don't. If you want,
where can we find it?
So you can find the album. Pretty much everywhere. We did have a little snag. Something's up with Apple right now, and it's not on Apple.
No way.
Yeah. When is this going to air? I don't know when this is going to air.
They're always so on top.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Apple, so that's shocking. They never have issues.
So, yeah. But if you use Spotify or any of the other places, Amazon, Pandora, all those places, it's everywhere. It's on YouTube. We actually did something special this time. We did a lyric video album for YouTube. So there's a nice. Lyric video that matches up like for all the songs in order on my YouTube channel. So if you just look for Christian Knuckles, and make sure you spell my last name right. But, yeah, it's there as well. And very soon to be on Apple Music and iTunes as well. So
yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And the last name is Nuckels.
That's right.
Correct.
Think like Nichols with a U. Or think like Knuckles mm-hmm. with a U. I'm like the nice. Yeah. I'm like the off-brand of Christy Knuckles.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Chris McClarney describes me as the Target Up and Up brand of, of Christy Knuckles. Yeah, it was really sweet of him to say that.
Mm-hmm. You should put that. I don't know if you have a website or something, but that should definitely be on there. Like
I do. Yeah.
You know.
So knucklesmusic.com. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You should yeah.
like
put
a
that
banner
on
across the Chris McClarney says.
I think I'll do
the
that.
Up and Up. Yeah. I just. Yeah, that would probably
I'll make
be
that
good.
Today. Yeah.
Okay,
make that update.
On a serious note, I love the heart kind of going into this album and everything. What is your hope and your prayer like for people? What do you want their takeaway to be from all of this new music?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much worship music out there. As a worship pastor, I am inundated with new music from all the biggest, you know, the big groups, the big publishers. And, you know, over the last, I want to say 5 to 10 years, as God has kind of placed it within me to discover the songs he wants me to carry. I think that anytime I come out with original music, I'm mindful of the fact that this is a song that he's asked me to kind of carry into this world. And so when it's placed on the lips of worshipers and they're directing their attention to Christ, that's what I have to make sure is I'm championing is the name of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. right? Not the name of, mm-hmm. not the Target Up and Up brand of Christy Knuckles, but the name of Jesus, right? And the fact yeah. is like my goal and my prayer through this whole process has been to write songs and produce songs that point people to Jesus. So my prayer is that as people listen to these songs, that they would be prayerfully considering how the Holy Spirit is working in their heart and in their life. Maybe one thing I said on Sunday as I was praying out of the song, or, you know, out of the worship set, I was like, Lord, if we've been sleepwalking through our faith, just wake us up, wake us up. The Holy Spirit wants to wake us up out of our slumber. And, you know, on Sunday morning, sometimes we literally need to be woken up a little bit too. But like in our life, metaphorically speaking, you know, if we're going through the motions, you know, we've said yes to Jesus and entered into a relationship with him, but we're just kind of going through the motions of our life. Well, that's not living life to the fullness and the abundance that God wants for you, right? And that fullness and abundance comes from him filling your cup till it overflows, right? And and so my prayer is that as people listen to songs like Awaken Revival and Follow and Glory Fills the Room and Endless Grace and things like that, that they would say, okay, where am I in my faith? Is this true of my walk with Jesus? And that's what I personally have to do when I sing these songs and when I listen to these songs too. So that's my hope is that it would just point people to a deeper relationship with Christ.
Come on, man. That's awesome. I love that. I love your heart. Okay, last question. So like if you were talking to a young or a new worship leader, what, okay, you've been at this a while now, and now you're, you know, you're also writing your own, like what's one piece of advice you would want to pass on to maybe somebody who's just starting out?
Well, I think we probably, you know, we hear this a lot, but modern Christianity in the 21st century, in Christendom, and in modern worship especially, we find this, but really it's been going on forever. People want to use the church as a platform to make themselves more important than they really are, you know? And I think that in worship, in the commercialization of worship music, that's taken place more and more. And I personally have been guilty over and over in the past of just chasing fame, especially when I was first getting out. I was like getting into this and getting out there as a songwriter, so to speak. It was like, okay, you know, if you'd talked to me 15 years ago, I'm just being 100% transparent here. It would be like, hey, Lord, cool. I'm going to write this song. It'll be the next big hit. And Chris Tomlin's going to sing it and get me out of this awful church that I don't like serving in anyway. Right. or somehow viewing like where you're serving as a stepping stone to somewhere else. Yes. Right. Man, the moment that I started to flourish as a leader, the moment that I started to flourish as a songwriter was the moment that I said, God has planted me here to disciple these people. I'm going to do this until I can't do it anymore. And whatever else happens in my life and in the world or whatever, that's going to be my laser focus. And changing my laser focus from how can I be super cool and whatever, you know, to how can I disciple people through what I do? And that really is the heart of the worship ministry that I lead here at Battle Creek and, like at my campus at Battle Creek. And that's the number one thing. It's all about discipleship. That's what I would tell the new worship leader. Everything we do, if it's a Christmas cantata or a singing Christmas tree or an Easter pageant or a sunrise service or a new live album or a Sunday barbecue, your job is making disciples. And that's what it comes down to. So make that what you do.
I love that so much. So guys, you know, we're all about introducing you to friends. And so if you weren't listening to the podcast back in August of 21, when Christian was on the last time, you know, this is why he's here. You heard that answer today. So go, pick up Awaken Revival. Start listening to that. These are songs, written by a local church worship leader, and he's doing them in his churches. I'm sure you could do them in your churches. So go check that out. Christian, if they need charts and stuff, is that on your website?
Yeah. And tracks are, up on multitracks.com and, they can get charts from my website. So yeah.
Fantastic.
And CCLI, we'll it's all out, on fam. Song Select and all that stuff. Yeah.
Phenomenal. Awaken Revival. The new release by Christian Knuckles.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. Sounds so epic.
Oh, man. We're fans.
Guys, do you know what else is epic?
Oh.
What else is epic?
What else is epic, Jennifer?
What else?
Miss Jenny.
Oh, gosh, that's it. I'm quitting. I quit now. Right, mid-episode. Brian, I think it's time for Prayer Concerns.
Prayer Concerns is proudly sponsored by Five Words Media, the amazing people that bring you free church AV. Five Words Media is also the official integrator of Worship Props. If you're a worship pastor or tech director, you know how crucial audio, video, and lighting are for your weekly gatherings. Speakers popping, dead zones, lighting and live stream issues can quickly make your gatherings both distracting and frustrating. An excellent gathering is one where your AVL systems are all working seamlessly and help to create a powerful worship experience. The team at Five Words Media gets it. They're ministry experts who understand the details of your local church's needs and the pivotal role that volunteers play. Their passion is to deliver high-quality, volunteer-friendly solutions that align with your budget and priorities. So, how does it work? The Five Words proven process is straightforward. It starts with a needs assessment done by one of their tech experts, followed by a custom solution design tailored to your budget. Then they handle everything else, the installation, testing, and even the volunteer training. Are you ready to transform your frustration into empowerment? Click the link in our bio, find 5Words Media, and kickstart your journey today. Elevate your gatherings with precision and excellence. Schedule a call with 5Words Media now. Guys, so if you're just joining us on episode 279, you have homework. And so we've been doing prayer concerns since 2018. And here's what that means. People do use the form to send us actual prayer requests. And if you do that, I will pray for you. Our system will not let me reply to you. So if you don't hear back, don't think, man, that worship props guy's a jerk. I poured out my heart and I never heard anything back. I can't reply. So all I'm saying is, I definitely will pray for you. But the heart of this is a little more lighthearted than that. So like we serve in the local church, and oftentimes, people, maybe they love in your church, maybe they love everything you do. I that has not been my experience in my time in ministry. I would occasionally get the old burn unit comment from somebody in the congregation. So it might be a comment like on your connection card in the seat back, or a live stream comment, YouTube. Some people are feeling extra. They'll go full Google review on you or your church or whatever. So people send these in to us. You will always be anonymous, and so will your church's name. But you can find a link in our bio for this. Just click on the prayer concerns link, or if you're bumping around the web, you know, as people do, head over to worshipleaderprobs.com and click on the prayer concerns tab, and you could submit yours there. So we share these every week on the podcast, and we're going OG. Today, these are the OG, just savage roasts from the congregation. So let's dive right in. Prayer concern number one. I didn't know we could do jazzercise in church. apparently, I moved a lot that
jazzercise,
day.
Jazzercise. How old is jazzercise?
Jazzercise.
That's a pretty old.
Hey, man,
old.
At least it's not sweating to the oldies.
I know, that's true.
You know?
It's true. It could have been way worse.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my gosh.
You got to move around on stage. You can't just stand there like a statue.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But there is a fine line between jazzercise, like what we do, and jazzercise.
A razor thin line.
Yes.
See, I always thought it was a compliment when I would be up there moving and my watch would be like, it looks like you're working out. And I'm like, yeah. Or am I just that out of shape? Right?
That's an achievement, man. That's something to be celebrated.
My heart rate's through the roof.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. All right. Prayer concern number two. After singing today, someone came up to one of our worship leaders and said, "You sing so good up there. I wish I could put your voice in a bottle."
That's a little creepy, probably. What would you do with that bottle?
I wish I could put that in the
I put that in the touching category.
Yeah.
Maybe just.
Yeah.
It just
it's like just I'm envisioning an Ursula situation here where this man's soul is like shriveled up in a water cave or something.
Nice. And I went straight to it puts the lotion on. Like that's where I went with it. So I'm like, oh.
That's okay. Cool. Way to take it one step creepier, Jen. That's great. Awesome.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So cool. So cool. Oh man. Okay. Number three, prayer concern number three. I received a letter in my staff mailbox from a congregant who seemed to have an issue with my choice of jeans. In the letter, he expressed how sorry he was that it appeared, based on the holes in the knees, that I couldn't afford new jeans. He included a check with, quote, new jeans on the memo line. Not only that, but he was kind enough to include a couple of iron-on patches so I could repair the ones I was wearing.
Is this real? Is this for real?
This is real.
No.
Shopping money. This is a win-win, I think. Man.
Yeah, shopping money and patches, iron-on patches.
What?
I didn't even know they still made those.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I'd be like, dude, thank you. But also,
I mean,
what the heck?
Yeah, exactly.
Yikes.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, man. Okay, number four, prayer concern number four. Got this comment after a service recently, and it just said, hey, the tone on your bass didn't sound like total garbage today.
Thanks.
That's like really that specific. That's a really specific.
Why are people so mean in these comments?
You know,
this is so mean.
These people, they're truth tellers, Christian. They just, it's. They
okay,
just,
okay.
They're truth tellers. They just,
they're truth tellers.
Sincere, there's no man. Filter. Yeah. There's no
okay,
packaging.
I'll keep... I'll keep whispering that to myself as I hear these.
Exactly.
They're truth tellers. Okay. They're truth tellers. They're okay. They're truth okay. tellers. They're truth tellers. Yeah, okay.
So, okay, here's the last one, the bottom of the pudding cup. And we're double dipping into the jeans pool this week. So this is number five, the bottom of the pudding cup, prayer concern number five. And it's a typed note that was left on the desk of the worship
leader.
With
the extra mile. Okay.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
This is inner access, like inner office access left on the desk. And it says, dear music director is not capitalized. So that probably gives you a hint as to where this is going. Dear music director, it would be nice to be able to enjoy the Sunday concerts without having to be depressed by seeing people who force onto others their torn jean social statement. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to see people who present themselves respecting others on a day where we celebrate God's resurrections.
Oh. Yeah.
And it,
how many did he have? Says,
apparently more than one.
Right, it says in closing, it says, basically any Sunday, torn jeans are tacky.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, there is just a lot to unpack there Brian.
There is a lot to unpack.
I like that the go-to line is, it would be nice.
It would be nice.
To enjoy the Sunday concerts.
Can we just stop right there?
I know, right? Did they use the word depressed in there
too? Sunday concerts.
Did I hear the word depressed?
Depressed. What'd you say? Depressed. You get depressed from the jeans.
The Sunday concerts.
Those jeans.
The Sunday concerts.
Guys, I can just imagine like you're at the Cracker Barrel after church with your friends and you're saying, can you believe how depressed we all got?
I know.
After this morning's Sunday concert.
Yeah.
About the jeans that they had there.
About the jeans.
I mean, we're here to celebrate the resurrections. Multiple.
Exactly.
All of them.
If you could pair this worship leader with the Iron-On Patch guy, that would be like a convergence.
They should get together.
That's really the body.
And start a support group. I think, it's just hard. I mean, when people have been brought up in different eras and different, you know, like environments, we all have our things. We all have our things. You know,
apparently those eras don't include the word of God, though. I'm just saying,
dude, have you guys discussed dress code on this thing, on this podcast?
Yeah, I
bet you have.
A time or two. Oh, yeah.
I mean, 20 years from now, we're going to be getting these letters from people saying, or we're going to be writing the letters saying, I am so depressed because they just showed their midriff, you know, or whatever, on stage.
Oh, man.
And then the kids are going to be like, what's the matter with the midriff? God created my belly button. And we're going to be like, well, I'll pray for you. God bless you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, fam, those are prayer concerns, the gift that keeps on giving. So please send yours in to us. We know you've got them. You can DM those to us on the socials or just hit the link in our bio and look for the prayer concerns choice there in our massive line of campsite links. And we would love to include yours in a future podcast. So one of the things we love to do is we love to wrestle with your questions. And we do that in a segment called Sliding into the DMs. Sliding into the DMs is brought to you by our friends at All Clear. All Clear Audio makes custom and universal fit in-ear monitors by hand in Minneapolis. They have custom models for every need and budget and some of the best customer service in the industry. They also have universal fit in-ear monitors for teams that aren't going fully custom but want the quality and sound of a company that knows how to design monitors for worship teams. In addition, they offer flat $99 repair fees for the life of your monitors. And that includes everything from wax buildup to trying to sit down with them in the back pocket of your skinny jeans. They're always eager to help you find the right monitor for you and have great resources on their website. There's a link in our bio for our friends at All Clear. We hope you'll check those out. So we have this community group on Facebook. We would love to have you join us. There's a link in our bio for that as well. If you it's completely different content that you see on than you'll see on any other platform. And we do lots of polls and you know, at this point, it's other members of the community kind of asking for help and advice. And so give you a chance to pour into the ministry of somebody else. But we recently took a poll that we sort of had a little bit of fun with, and we asked leaders if they are feeling stressed and they really need to chill, what song do they put on? Okay, what song do they play? And this is a no judgment zone. We did get some fascinating answers. So we thought we would just kind of divide these up and we're each going to share a few from our Facebook community group. So these are, you know, if you're feeling stressed, what do you put on? So our first one comes from Megan Pittman, and she puts on, she plays the song Rest by Upper Room. So that's probably a really good choice. If you need to chill, you're feeling stressed.
Great call. Rest. Great choice.
If you're feeling stressed,
rest. Yeah.
Rest.
Mm. See what it I even rhymes.
Trademark that. Right? Trademark it.
I'm going to write a song.
You know, what's kind of fun about this is maybe some of us will get some song ideas, like just to add to our playlist.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah.
Maybe there you go. Start writing these
That's
down.
Good.
Even if you're driving, just start writing it down. It's okay. Mm-hmm. That's what your knees are for.
Rest.
Write them down.
Okay. So we got this one from rest. Melody Hosey. She said, Psalm by Shane and Shane.
Oh, and I think I didn't probably, it's a specific psalm, and I probably just didn't translate because I was the person gathering these, but it is a psalm.
Out of one of the 150, it's a specific one.
So
it's like a specific psalm.
Psalm 42.
Psalm 42.
It's one of them.
Which one? Yeah.
Psalm 42.
Psalm 42.
Psalm 42.
Yeah.
By Shane and Shane.
Psalm 42.
I haven't heard that one. Have you guys heard that one?
Yeah. Good choice. I haven't. Okay. I need to check it out.
I don't remember which one that is. I'm a big Shane and Shane fan, but I'm having trouble remembering exactly which one that is.
Yeah. Okay.
Check it out, man.
Now, Vince Starr mentioned that his family is from the UK, from England, and grew up with a lot of techno music. So he likes to listen to a song called Dance For Me 1-2-3 by Stutter Techno. And I had to look this up. I had not heard this. I was very surprised that this would be, you know, like maybe it wouldn't do that for me, make me feel less stressed. But I could see how, you know, like he said, like it's great to dance out your stress.
Dance it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me kind of want to put on a black turtleneck.
Yeah, right. And little SNLs.
Just, yeah. It's just work it out. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you dance been, for me? Dance for me. That kind of thing.
Dance it out. Wow. Man. Dance that it was... out. If you get stressed, just dance it out. Okay. So we got one from Sherry Latham, and she says Something Loud and Screamy by the band Disciple. And I was not aware of Disciple. So I
are you serious?
I'm late to the game. So I had to look them up, and they're like multiple Dove Award winning band. So yeah, man, Something Loud and Screamy by Disciple.
Dude, Disciple is legit. They're awesome. See, I identify with this. You know, I listen to metal when I get stressed.
I was
going
to say,
why am I
picturing this? I'm so stressed for my day. I just can't take any of this anymore. I need to relax. Scream Christian
I'm
metal.
I'm so relaxed right now.
Wow. It's,
I've never been more relaxed.
Exactly. I'm not sure that's where I'd go, but hey, more power to you, Sherry.
There you go. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, Sherry.
Absolutely.
Now this next one. I really resonate with this next one. Dean Hewitt said, Anything by Rita Springer. Yes, 100%.
Oh, man.
Anything,
sure.
Mama Rita Springer.
Yes,
just,
sure.
Absolutely. Even just putting on one of her reels or something. Doesn't even have to be music. Just the voice of Rita Springer. Love it.
Yep. Yep.
Love it.
I'm not even a parent, but she's doing all these parenting reels and stuff from her podcast. I listen to those and it just chills me out, man.
Yeah.
Yep. So awesome.
Mama Rita.
Such a depth there.
Yes. Yes.
So this next one, speaking of depth, this next one, someone named Tryon Baber.
That's a very unfortunate name.
I don't know if that's a real name.
No, I don't. Yeah.
That's weird.
Sounds similar to another guy I know. Tryon said that he likes to listen to a song called How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
I think I think Tryon isn't just stressed. I think he's depressed because he's got some heartache going on. I don't know.
Man, I got to tell you, I get it. Because that song is really nice, actually.
Yeah,
it is really
nice. When you just kind of let it wash over you like a warm bath. Mm. You know, how deep is your love? Just so nice.
Right.
Yeah, Tryon, it's very
Tryon
nice.
Actually messaged me privately.
Oh, did he really?
There were times on his very long commute from church to home that he would only listen to How Deep Is Your Love on repeat at a certain time. So it was about 45 minutes straight of
How Deep Is Your Love.
Again, I'm a little concerned about Tryon. You know, I'm just Tryon. A little concerned. Okay.
Pray. I'm not sure if that's a male or female's name, but Tryon could use our prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll pray for Tryon.
We'll pray
Keep on Tryon.
Okay. So Ryan Cathy said the Ted Lasso theme song. Right, that's a lot of fun
that is
right
a lot
there,
of fun.
Right?
Just I think. Instant smile with that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Next one.
Be a fit, be a goldfish or whatever.
Things that make you go, that should be one of your segments on this show.
Adam Rainwater says when he feels stressed, he takes a 70s road trip. A little 70s road trip. That sounds like something Tryon might also.
Come on,
it just sounds like we should get these two together and they could.
I think so. I might message Tryon.
Right.
Back.
They could probably, it sounds like Adam and Tryon could share a playlist.
I'm going to go on record in my personal opinion. The 70s is the era.
That's a very strong.
It was good.
That's a strong stance to take.
It was very rich.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive yet.
Whatever.
But I heard my grandma tell me that it was incredible, Brian.
Oh, man.
I've heard the elders speak of such decade, but.
The elders have spoken of the 70s. Hey, man, Star Wars came out in the 70s. Come on now.
Right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's good.
So many good things in the 70s. The road trip, Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Star Wars road trip. That would be good.
It would be
in the 70s.
Absolutely.
All right. We've got another one that's a little unusual, but again, I get it. Keeping on the dancing theme here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kelly Sponsel. I'm thinking Sponsel. Kelly Sponsel.
Oh, yeah.
Says irritation with my fellow man calls for I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
I want to dance with somebody. And
absolutely.
And
yeah, with somebody.
That's it.
That's a good song.
With somebody.
That's a good. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Come on, and I know Kelly, and I bet you that I don't doubt that for a single second.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah, I think it fits.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely.
It makes you like just lose your cares. You know, you just
right.
Just let loose. Mm-hmm.
Just kick back. Just kick it back. So first of all, join the Facebook community group. Answer the three questions. There's no heavy math involved. They are layups, all three of them. Just answer that. It helps us know you're a real person. If you don't answer the questions and you're in 974 other Facebook groups, we're probably not letting you in. It's just heads up, just being real. So answer the questions, join the group and go check out the other answers. There's a ton more that we didn't have time to share, and add some of your own. Join the conversation there on that post about when you're stressed, do you dance it out like Vince, right? 70s road trip, you know, like Adam, do you like Tryon? You dip into some Bee Gees,
or
are you screamo? Yeah. Right? You know, tell us what you're listening to.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a second DM today. So we're all about encouraging and equipping the next generation of leaders. And One very important piece of that can be an internship experience, especially in worship and production. Like, it can help to give you a realistic taste of exactly what the day-to-day might be like in church ministry. You know, I had a college kid once ask me, "So what? You just sit around and listen to Hillsong all day, right?" And I'm like, God bless you. Come on in and spend a little time. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about worship, like internships. And I think Christian's Church has a really good structure for this. And so we just wanted to have a conversation about that. So Christian, tell us a little bit about, like, why is that a priority at Battle Creek?
Right. I mean, a big part of it comes down to the vision that we have for raising up future leaders. And it really, it goes back to the discipleship piece that I talked about earlier. A big part of our life as ministers should be recognizing that, dude, we're not going to be around forever. And future leaders are going to need to have the torch passed to them. Many years ago, our church started internship programs, and it's evolved and mutated over the years. If you looked at the Battle Creek
mutation,
mutation. Good mutation, because the reality is like the Ninja Turtles, you know, they're more strong and powerful after they mutate, right?
Right,
But the internship program that we had a few years ago, very different than what we have today, and we've actually just recently revamped our internship program. No matter where you are as a church, I think it all starts with a vision to take what you have learned and the work that you are doing and use that as a context to equip the next generation of leaders in your church, and also being okay with them not staying in your church, but sending them out work at building the kingdom of God somewhere else. So
that's
a big part of it. So right now our church does full-time 6-month internship, paid internship.
Wow.
You're treated just like church staff for those 6 months. And our goal at the end of those 6 months is to either help you find a job in ministry somewhere else, or even at our church if there's an opening that fits your skill set and where you are. So, not every church is going to be in the same position to do that, right? It took obviously years of planning and budgeting for that, right? For us to be able to do that. And we have multiple campuses, so we're able to send those interns to multiple campuses to work alongside leaders in the ministry every single day for those 6 months. But you don't have to do it that way. You can start with, if there's a high school kid that's about to graduate, isn't really sure what they want to do after high school, but you can see God's hand on their life. You know that they want to do ministry, and they just maybe need some coaching. Have them come in, to your office in the afternoon, or maybe sit in on staff meeting with you all summer long, just for a few months, unpaid, just as a super volunteer, right? But make it an official internship. Have a plan of what you want them to have in their toolbox when they leave, and then work toward those, and also rearrange your staff workflow a little bit to pour into those people. So, for example, with a worship intern, I would want them to come in, maybe they don't know anything about Ableton Live, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to want them to leave being able to build an entire set in Ableton Live, and they can do that on their own without me anywhere around, right? Mm-hmm. And it really only takes a few times before they're able to do that. Well, that's a change in my workflow. But ultimately, what that allows me to do is it frees me up now to go invest in people and do what only I can do, things like that. Mm-hmm. So.
I love that.
I love that.
Jen, did you intern anywhere?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
But you've had interns, I'm sure.
Yes, I have had. I have had interns. I love the intentionality with that. Like, I would love you to dive in maybe a little bit more to what a day looks like on a practical end, because here's what I've seen in some contexts, and I've actually seen people get severely hurt. They go to do an internship, or they go to some sort of like a ministry intensive, and they basically get treated like hired servants, but they're not paid. And it's like, you're here to, you're here to mop the floors with a toothbrush. You're here to take the trash out. You're here to never sleep, never eat. And so I've seen, you know, young people walk away from experiences like that going, yeah, ministry's not for me, because they were basically treated like free labor for a period of time. So I love the intentionality of that. Maybe you can kind of like walk through what does a day look like practically, maybe even just to help give people even more ideas. Cause I think a lot of times, you know, we'll be like, yeah, I want to start an internship. And I like that you've already kind of said like, hey, you don't have to do it paid and full time, like put it in the context that, you know, that works for your church. But I do think a lot of times people get hung up on, okay, but then what do I frame a day like? What do I do when I have them come in? Or do we have them do devotions? Do we have them do some sort of curriculum? Like, what on a practical end do you suggest?
Yeah. Well, I encourage people to not take a one size fits all approach to every intern was, you know, fitting into this box, right?
Good,
So you really have to look at the person. I mean, you need to have a baseline for the minimum acceptable, you know, requirements for a person to become an intern. And the intake process in our church is extremely formal, and we do a lot of vetting, and not everybody gets to be an intern. And you have that selectiveness when you're doing a full-time paid internship. You're essentially bringing them on as a staff member. So the interview process is rigorous and it's very in-depth. When you're not paying someone, you're essentially asking them to give of their time. And you have to ask yourself, what am I giving them in return? Now, there are some churches, I'm not going to name names, there are some churches that are very large and very well-known, and they capitalize on that by having lots of interns come for free to work for them and blow up balloons in a room for 7 hours, or, you know, mop the floor with a toothbrush, whatever, things like that. And I would just say that I feel like while that is helpful in some environments, because you do want to break down those stereotypes of, okay, cool, I'm going to go to this big giant church as a worship intern, and I'm going to get on the big stage, and then I'm going to be famous. Right, the people, the fame factor is such a motivator in the worship world. You have to break that down sometimes. And guess what? In the real world, in real worship ministry, sometimes worship ministry does look like moving a whole bunch of boxes, stacking a whole bunch of chairs. In fact, quite a bit, it can look like that. You know, it's not all just sitting in a recording studio making awesome stuff, you know, but you have to give them some of that experience as well, right? So I think it's a balance. I think for me, a daily basis, I like to break things down into, okay, there's the daily tasks, there's our weekly tasks that have to get done, and then there's like special projects. Some of those special projects are not fun, like reorganizing the worship storage closet, right? That's not fun. Some of them are super fun, like let's write a couple worship songs together, or sit in on a co-write with me, you know, and see how that works, or let's design a new stage design, you know, things like that, right? So you have those fun creative elements and then those not so fun things. And you as a leader have to set that expectation for your intern so that they know, like, hey, if you come in here, you're here to work, you're here to work hard, and it's not all just sunshine and roses and sitting around listening to Hillsong all day, right? It's sometimes it does look like some really hard work or walking through messy situations, sitting in difficult meetings. And so, I tried to make sure that people that come in to do worship internships, they get some onstage time. They get some vocal coaching, some instrumental coaching. I let them lead things. I let them do our planning center. I let them do our, like, they need to learn how to craft a worship set. And they, and this is the scary thing. They need to learn how to do that. Sometimes they need to learn how this thing I thought would work actually didn't work, right? And so that is a gamble sometimes. And so I kind of act as the safety net underneath to make sure that everything doesn't fall apart and the excellence factor doesn't like just go out the window. But I try to look through the lens of, okay, if I just have this person watch me do this thing for 6 months, then they're not going to learn anything.
Right.
We really need to take a teaching hospital approach sort of thing where, okay, you're going to watch me do this, then you're going to do this alongside me, and then I'm going to watch you do this for the rest of our time. And so that watch me do this is like the first time, the first week. First week is watch me do this. The next couple of weeks is let's do this together. And then the rest of the 6 months It's they are doing it and we are checking in. I'm inspecting what I expect of them. I'm making sure that this is not going to all fall apart. And it's course correction here and there, you know? So that I think that's the best approach for it, for the balance. Yeah. And that way they feel empowered and they feel like they have worth and they can come out of your internship saying, I have some new tools to serve the kingdom and build the kingdom of God.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, fam, if you have a, you maybe you have an internship program at your church, send us a DM or email us info@worshipleaderprobs.com. Let us know what your program looks like. If you've got any attachments or whatever, send them over. We'd love to maybe stockpile some resources for the community. So, man, that was good.
It was really good.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Thanks. You're good. You are good.
Guys, thank you so much for listening
to
episode 279 of the Worship Props podcast. Hey, remember to hit subscribe wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. That way you never have to go look for us. We just show up bright and early every single Tuesday morning. Amen. And do us that solid, like Ryan said earlier, head on over to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating with a nice review. You can have AI write it. You can just put emojis in the review. It really doesn't need to be. It's not that hard, you guys. It's just not that hard. But if you do it, it helps us out. It helps to get the message of the podcast out in front of more people. It helps us spread the word. So if you would do us that solid, we'd really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and thank you for following Worship Probs on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and YouTube, and all the social channels, and Worship Leader Probs on TikTok. On the TikTok, it's a little different.
It's a little different.
I'm new to the TikTok, and I'm noticing that the TikTok's a little different. So Worship Leader Probs on TikTok, Worship Probs everywhere else. And then, I don't even know how to say this Twitter thing. Worship Leader Probs. No vowels.
Had to take all the vowels
and it's
out,
not even called Twitter anymore. So, you know.
It's right on the X.
Look for the Worship Leader Probs hashtag. Look for the hashtag.
Yeah. Yep.
On that.
Yeah. Just do it. And guys, again, huge thanks to our friends at Maven Media Productions for all of their help on the podcast. Anything that looks really good on our channel comes from Maven. And so we would love to have you reach out to them. If maybe you're looking for some help at your church with social media or branding or a new website or some consulting, whatever you need, hit them up at mavenmediaproductions.com. And thanks to Scott Hoke for our voiceover intro. Guys, we love you. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to episode 279. And until next time, deuces.
Smell you later.
May the nuck be with you.